The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
It was a shock to most watermen when the Potomac River Fisheries Commission could not agree on limiting the NOAA sanctuary, which may extend to where they set nets for blue catfish, tong for oysters, and trap crabs. Martin Gary, executive secretary for the commission, is getting an earful.
These fishing constituents are unified in a way that I have rarely seen. The commission took no action in the face of this. So I think everybody's trying to digest what that means.
The key question, will the federal government take over fishing management on the Potomac? Virginia and Maryland attorneys general say there's no indication of that, and if they try, Maryland's governor could veto any attempt. Commissioner Ida Hall, who's also a waterman, isn't so sure.
They have the right to change the management plan, and that's what scares me.
Watermen from both states are joining forces as an association to protect their livelihoods. Virginia waterman Monica Shineman just joined, saying Maryland was given more time to understand the impacts of the sanctuary.
I felt that as a Virginia resident, that was an intrusion on my state sovereignty. I felt it to be very unfair.
Delegate Margaret Ransom said she opposes the sanctuary. Congressman Rob Whitman has informally told watermen he's opposed, but he's still considering all sides. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.